hungry. Just thinking about that. So really, really exciting. Paper bag lunches. Highly, highly recommend from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Just delicious. So it's at the top of the hour, and now we're going to listen to some of our PSAs. So just stay tuned. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Let's go.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather, a place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org. Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Some disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible radio. Some disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of
listen to the radio, singing songs so blue, we get it all.
Hey, hey, I'm back. Are you still with me? Ah, Whitney Houston. We just listened to Whitney Houston. I just want to dance. Just want to dance. She's the queen. Just amazing. What a voice. What a gift. Still singing to us. She's just lovely. If you just tuned in, you are listening to CFRC 101.9. I'm your host, Simone the Moan. Just rolling, rocking and rolling with some good tunes on a cool Wednesday, but it's still wonderful because I'm with you guys and in the station of the nation where I just absolutely love to be. So before Whitney Houston's song, I Just Want to Dance with Somebody, we listened to Radio Song by Rose City. So now we're in the part of our program where we're talking about community events and what are the happenings here and there around Kingston, Ontario, and what trouble you can get yourself into and some fun things to do in this cold weather. Get you out and about, out of your environment with other people. So let's do that. So the first thing on the agenda that I found that I really enjoyed, so I also want to recommend to you things that I enjoy too, is the Yarn GK Crochet and Knit Circle. The Yarn GK Crochet and Knit Circle. This is a wonderful beginner-friendly group where you can learn a skill that will last a lifetime by Brandon, who is an amazing, super kind and great teacher. He takes his time, he shows you how to do it. This takes place the first and third Tuesday each month. Okay, so from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library on 130 Johnson Street. So that's downtown. The next meetup is Tuesday, January 21st. And what's so great about this program, where you can learn how to crochet or knit, and it's a great skill, there's no registration. It's absolutely free. So all you got to do is just remember the date and bring yourself. They've got supplies there, or you can bring something that you are working on. Maybe you're just learning and you run into a little bit of trouble here and there. You just go. It's really relaxing, really chill. I think it's on the upper floor at the Kingston Public Library downtown. I highly recommend it. Really, really nice group. And you can just chat, relax. They even have tea. Last time I was there, they had tea. They had hot chocolate, lots of different types of hot chocolate. I think Turtles hot chocolate. Really yummy stuff. So really, really sweet space to just relax. Crochet and knitting is known to lower blood pressure, lower your stress, all kinds of things. So it's good for you. So highly recommend you doing that. If you want to see some pictures and get some more information, you can find them on Instagram at yarngkcrochet, or you can give them drop them an email at yarngkcrochet@gmail.com. Are you a dancer? Do you like to boogie? Do you like to have a good time? Do you like to shake your tail feather, as they sometimes say? Well, there's lots of dancing going on. I've also tried this with the Queens Swing Dance Club. Always fun, very friendly group, really, really nice. You don't have to know how to dance swing, they will show you. Usually they have some instruction and then they'll have a social dance where you can basically like try out everything that you've just learned right away. So it's wonderful. So let's see what we've got here this week. They'll be offering a beginner-friendly introduction to Balboa. While the Charleston and Lindy Hop were revving up on the East Coast in the 1920s, dancers in California adapted to the smaller, more crowded dance floors found on beach resorts by doing small, precise footwork in a close to up-tempo jazz music. Balboa might look simple to the uninitiated, but it's an excitingly layered and expressive dance and a great way to keep up with the fast tempos when space and stamina are limited. So that's an interesting little history lesson there on Balboa. It is taking place in room 224 of the Rideau Building, which is on 207 Stewart Street, at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So that's tonight, happening tonight, January 15th. And then they'll have another Balboa lesson January 22nd. Okay, so it costs $2.50 if you are a member, if you've got a membership with the Queen's Swing Dancing Club, or it's $5 if you're not a member just yet. If you want more information, you can check them out on Instagram at Queen SSDC, so QUEESSDC, or you can check them out on their website at www.queenssdc.ca. Really, really nice group, and they do a lot of different events like all year. It's very cool. I really like it. I would highly recommend you get a membership so you can always just kind of plug it into your calendar, and you know, like, ooh, Monday night, I'm just going dancing. So highly recommend that. As I said before, really great group. Okay, some downtown Kingston events happening. There's Foie Art, which is a yearly outdoor art show. Gorgeous art pieces encased in ice blocks around various spots in downtown Kingston. So the 2025 Foie Art exhibit is presented by Martillo Alley and is on display for as long as the weather allows. So if you've got any questions about it, you can give them a call at Martillo Alley at 613-767-2966. Really, really fun. I think they've even got, the blocks of ice are even illuminated from some lights. So really great local artists. You can go support them, see their work, and then it's a whole event, so you get to kind of walk around downtown and see the different art pieces. It's been going strong for quite some time now, and it's a really, really nice, delightful thing to see in the winter time. And speaking of winter, we've got a new event which I'm really excited about, because I don't think Kingston has ever done, at least as long as I've been here, something quite like this. So it's called Spirit of Winter. And this is, okay, I'll read you the write-up. This is what it says. A forest of twinkling trees serves as your path to an immersive light and sound experience that brings a charming indigenous tale to life. Marvel at the captivating images projected onto historic limestone buildings while indigenous music and storytellers transport you to a world of wonder. The show will run every 15 minutes and is presented in English, French, Cree, and Ojibwe. Enjoy outdoor skating or relax by the fire with your friends and family while taking in a truly unique experience. Plus, don't miss these special weekend activities. So this is really exciting, because I think I've seen something like this in Ottawa, where they had projected onto the Parliament buildings in the wintertime. Really, really cool. Really bright and interesting. So I'm so glad that this is coming to Kingston. All of this is starting in February. So get your February, just to get your February ideas juicing and moving around. So February 1st to the 17th is kind of when all of these activities will be taking place. So let's see. So from February 1st to 17th, the projections onto the buildings will be happening from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And like I said, running every 15 minutes, and you can, you know, you just have time to kind of take a look at it, or you can go skating and just relax. Remember that we've got the cozy fire pits, which are really, really great. Such a nice addition to keep warm. They're really, really killing it. Downtown Kingston, tourism, all those people working down there to just keep the downtown vibrant, and there's always something new and interesting to do. So on Saturday, February 1st, there's going to be the Spirit of Winter opening ceremony. Okay, so that's where you'll be able to meet the talented artists behind the immersive light and sound experience. And you'll be able to learn kind of their inspiration, who they are, get to see them at Springer Market Square. So that's coming up. More details coming soon. Okay, and so then from February 7th to 8th, it's going to be s'mores, s'mores, and more s'mores. Very exciting. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for a cozy, delicious addition to the Spirit of Winter experience. Gather around the fire pits and enjoy and make your own s'mores. Bring your family and friends and enjoy this classic treat. So that's really exciting. You get the s'mores going. Oh, I can't wait. All right, and then following that, Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th, That's Family Day weekend, so they're going to continue with all of the treats from 6 to 8 p.m. You've got your hot chocolate and churros by El Gringo. Now, I've been hearing a lot of great things about this restaurant, that it's delicious. And so they're going to be giving out their, I'm not sure if they're giving them out or if you're paying for them, but either way, they're going to be there and they're going to be serving Mexican hot chocolate paired with freshly made churros. Sound so, so good. And not only that, you'll be able to make your own glow-in-the-dark friendship bracelets. So they're doing friendship bracelets. So cool. Sounds like a Swifty thing, but it looks like it'll be fun. And yeah, you'll be able to make your unique bracelets and with beads and keep them or share them. And then another thing that they're going to be doing at that time is glow-in-the-dark temporary tattoos, which is so neat. So your kids can do it. If you're an adult and you're a kid at heart, you can do it. And yeah, glow-in-the-dark. That is so cool. And then finally, okay, February 17th, there's going to be more s'mores, more marshmallows, more graham crackers, more deliciousness, and then more hot chocolate, but they're going to be handed out by another company, by Kingston Coffee House. So they're going to be doing hot chocolate and hot cider. So that sounds so good. So there's s'mores, there's hot chocolate, there's hot cider, there's tattoos, there's friendship bracelets, all kinds of things happening February 1st to the 17th. It's going to be so much fun. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. I hope you're looking forward to it too. Lots of stuff to do. You can do your crochet, you can do dancing, you can go hang around downtown, you know, get your s'mores, get your chocolate, get it all. Like there's so much to really enjoy and be a part of downtown Kingston. I'm very, very impressed with how they've been organizing things and getting people out and getting people together. It's really, really wonderful. So yeah, do that. So next up, we'll give a listen to the Souvenir by Nia Nadurata. You are listening to CFRC 101.9. Let's keep going.
I was watching a good movie, but the guy looked just like you. And honestly, it ruined it for me. I was high at the train station, thought somebody called my name. And I turned around, half hoping I'd see you.
Hey, hey, how are we doing there? Hope we're doing good. You are listening to CFRC 101.9, and I'm your hostess for today, Simone Limone. Hope everything is going swell. It's going well over here. We're chugging along, listening to all the best that independent music has to offer. Compliments of Jeff the Movie Nerd, always makes a cool, interesting, eclectic mix. We just listened to True Believer by Art Echo. Before that, we had that famous Soul Man by Sam and Dave. And before that, we had Losing You by Beyond the Sun. Really interesting tunes. We got some ones we know, some you might not know, but it's all good. All good. So now for the part of our show where we talk a little bit about movies. Now, I'm at a bit of a loss here because Jeff the Movie Nerd, like, that's his name, like, movie. Like, he knows, he has got this encyclopedia-like knowledge of just everything, movie, music, gaming, he knows it all. I'm just kind of here for the ride, but I'm learning step by step, I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on. We just recently had the 2025 Golden Globes. Did you all tune in? Like, is anyone really into listening or watching award shows anymore? I don't know. I remember when I was growing up, it was such a big deal. We would all kind of gather around the TV to watch the Oscars. That was a really big deal. See the red carpet, see what's going on, who's going to win. But these days, you know, usually maybe in passing on the internet, I might see that the Golden Globes are coming up, and then usually I'll just see some clips, some highlights, you know, for the next day of who won and who didn't win. And I do make a point of looking up the wardrobe and the dresses and stuff because I love that sort of thing. But it's not as exciting or interesting as it used to be. I think the big highlight was Nikki Glaser, that comedian. I think she did a good job. I watched her monologue. It was, you know, I think they're trying to be a little bit more authentic, not as politically like motivated. So, you know, I think she did well. She put in some uncomfortable truths here and there. It was a little bit Ricky Gervais-esque, a little light, not too hard, just enough. I thought she did a good job. Like, when I was watching it, I wasn't laughing out loud. Like, I feel like a true, for me personally, like, I know I really like a comedian. If I am by myself, all wrapped up in my blankets, lying down in my bed alone, and I'm laughing out loud. So did I laugh out loud? No, but, you know, I think, you know, she's good at what she's doing. I think she did awesome. It was fine, you know? So a lot of the movies that were nominated, I haven't really seen too much of them, but I did see this year Shogun, which I thought was visually stunning, but a lot of stabbing. Twister was good. It was just fun, easy going. Girl Saves the Day, I liked it. The Bear, I really, really liked. I think it was just taking you into the kitchen and just how stressful a restaurant kitchen could be. I thought the characters were really interesting and real. I really liked The Bear. And Gladiator 2 was cool, because it was Denzel and his robes. I think it was just, that was the whole film. Denzel and his robes, and he did awesome. So really enjoyed that in the big theater. And one of the movies that was nominated for cinematic and box office achievement. I didn't know that was like a category, but I guess these are the movies that actually make money, that are quite popular and what people really enjoy. One of them was Inside Out 2. That's a Disney Pixar film, animated film about the emotions and about growing up, kind of a coming of age movie. So I thought I'd take a look at that last night, and I really liked it. One thing before bed, watching a Pixar movie, is it's going to be very, very bright. So it really kind of messed with my sleep a little bit, watching Inside Out 2. But it was good. It was good. I really enjoyed it. It really it really spoke to me because it took me back to when I was a kid and how hard it is to be a kid sometimes when you're just growing up and you want friends. And it reminded me of when, you know, like maybe you're going to play dodgeball and the teacher has two people be captains and everyone just picks who they want to be on their team. And I was just always the girl who was like left last, just kind of looking like, please, somebody just pick me. You know, it took me back to some of those awkward feelings of growing up. And certainly I'm watching my nieces and nephew as they're kind of growing. Like they're not these little squishy babies anymore. Now they're in school and all the stresses of school and having to get all this homework done and being shuttled back and forth here and there with all of their activities. And I just, you know, part of it is hard. Growing up is hard. So it really kind of took me back there. But it was fun, really interesting. I like how they visually dealt with just the emotions. And, you know, you've got, I think, let's see, anger, disgust, sadness. I think they had an envy. They had an anxiety-like character, which was hilarious. Really, really enjoyed that. So it was a fun film. I really liked it. I can see why it made a lot of money. And it was kind of a continuation from Inside Out 1, where you kind of were following this character named Riley as she grows up. And as she gets older, her emotions become more complex. So I really enjoyed that. I don't know when my little nieces and nephews will be a little bit older. I'm not actually sure if they've seen that one yet. But it was a lot of fun. So in the movies, it was fun this year. We had a good time. It was fun. It was fun. And certainly fun going to see the movies with Jeff, the movie nerd. So he really enjoys movies too. So wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So hopefully you guys will get out to see some of those blockbuster movies. Gladiator 2, Twister, or if you haven't yet, Inside Out 2. It's a good one, but put your glasses on. It's very, very bright. So next up, we have the song Recipe by the band Death by Unga Bunga. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 with Simone the Moan. Let's carry on.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Bittersweet. So I enjoy just hanging out with you and you hanging out with me. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 Indie Wake Up Call Wednesday. It's been lovely, little technical difficulties here and there, but we made it through. It's okay. We're going strong. Now for the end of our show, when we talk about what we learned today. What did we learn today? What have I learned today? Well, that I really enjoy radio, but that's nothing new. And that 2025 has started out a little bit of bumps here and there. Lots of crazy stuff going on in the world. It can kind of get you down a little bit, but you can still lift yourself up a little bit. All you can do is try your best, maybe change your environment, maybe meet some new people, try a new sport, move your body or move your little hands to do maybe a craft or something like that, or watch a funny show that'll kind of bring your spirits up a little bit. Also, we've learned that Old Farm Fine Foods is a place to be, and you really should check out their bag lunches for any event that you have going on in your life. They are the caterers with the most. They're doing pretty, pretty awesome. So highly recommend them. So yeah, it's been good. It's been awesome. So glad you guys were rocking and rolling with me flying solo today. Next up, we're going to hear, if we've got time, from the band Have To with their song Take Two. And then maybe Maddie J Music with the song Stop Me If I've Told You, or the Tokyo Police with their song Hot Tonight. Not sure if we'll get to all of them, maybe one of those. But either way, it's been wonderful as always to spend time with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. Have a good rest of your day and take care.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.